This is God's covenant church, the church of God established in Jesus' name. Truly, I'm thanking God it's another Sabbath day and we're in the school of wisdom. And I'm thanking God how God has opened a door of utterance. Our great pastor is going to bring to you the knowledge of God, what it means to be saved. And I'm thanking God for my life, for the word of God that went forth, how I took heed to the word of God, and truly I don't sin anymore. And I'm thanking God for a new life. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I'm thanking God for our daily bread that we receive, the word of God. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor who's going to bring to you the true word of God, to bring you what God is requiring. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Elder Batiste, our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you, glad for our anointed that's going on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. Great stand they took. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Just want to talk to you again today about learning more about the Lord, because that's what he asked us to do. Take the yoke and learn of him. And before we get into that thought, we're going to sing this number, Journey. Thank God.
As sheep we're led as we move ahead. From the mount we're fed our daily bread. Prepare for the lamb to wed, the kingdom to inherit until our last breath. We're guided even unto death, as Abraham was called to go to a place of inheritance. Obey we the voice Lord, knowing where he went. In my will, through days and nights, pilgrims of the Lord, we journey on. Through trials and tests, we begin to rest. Pilgrims of the Lord, we journey on. Pilgrims of the
We are on a journey in the Lord. We are traveling through this world, but we are no more of the world. We're in it, but not of it. We're like that because we've learned more and we've tasted of the good word. Deacon Debbie?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. We are few in number. But the Lord told us you would be the fewest of all people. God set his love upon us because we were the fewest of all people and we love the Lord. Glad to be with you today. More about the Lord. But there is a formula. If you don't follow the formula, you cannot learn about the Lord. That means you must take the yoke. And to my knowledge, the yoke is God's Ten Commandments. The yoke is God's word. The yoke is the law. And we must take it upon ourselves to learn and understand the Lord. Deuteronomy is a witness, 4 and 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, you can believe that or not. You say, well, that was done away with. That's the Old Testament. That's not the Old Testament. This was written under the Old Testament system. It's in the scriptures of the prophets. The Lord said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. That's what we attempt to do here. Yes. Find all the knowledge we can about the Lord. And when we find out, the knowledge is always talking about the Lord. Let's go to Matthew's 11 and 28. Meditating, and I think of many different subjects I might want to touch on, but some things are hard to be understood if you don't have basic knowledge about the Lord. There's a basic knowledge you get about the Lord. The basic knowledge is keeping his word, which is the Ten Commandments. If you cannot understand that, you will never understand God. And it would always seem like the scriptures or the word in the scripture is contradicting itself. That's because you don't know the Lord. Keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding. The commandments, the word is like unto glasses. You cannot see without them. And you don't have understanding without them, without keeping them. So you must strive to do that. Then as you strive, as you see the light, you walk in it, you get more understanding. It's going forth is as the morning. In the morning, don't shoot up. It takes time. It comes up gradually. Mm-hmm. Matthew's 11 and 28. Deacon Franny, what does it say?
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
So now, if you're in these churches, you're a churchgoer, if you desire to find a place to worship, if you are not laboring to live for God, if you don't have a mind to labor, or to, if you're not heavy laden on your mind, I need to find out what God is calling for, you're wasting your time. You got to have a desire for God, laden with a hunger for God. And you must be willing to work out your soul's salvation. Other than that, you will never get the knowledge. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What?
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Now, that's the key right there. We have to learn about God. You cannot learn about the Lord from your uncle or your grandpa who said they were baptized when they were 10, but they've been robbing banks ever since. You can't learn from the Lord like that. You can't say, well, my grandma, she was a churchgoer. Ever since I remember, she baked pies for everybody in the neighborhood. She has much love. You need to learn about the love of God. That's not the love of God because you have some good things you do in your life. That's not it. Read 29 again. Take my yoke
upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart.
What?
And ye shall find rest unto your soul.
Now you're going to find rest unto your soul when you take on a meek and lowly spirit. Now, let's read the 25th verse. Let's see what it's telling us there. This is for all churchgoers, whether you've been in God, whether you think you've been in God, a day or 100 years. What does it say?
At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent.
So God's word, what is required of God, even though it's written and it's in the scriptures that we all carry, most of us, and maybe those that are churchgoers, it's hid. It's got to be revealed to you. And God has a system to reveal it. One of the criteria in the system is childlike, meek, lowly. You cannot come to God, or if you're not satisfied with where you are or what you think you have, and bring it to someone you're looking for answers, but you're telling them all the answers. That don't work like that. You've got to come to yourself like Paul did, says, I got nothing. Paul realized all he had, and he was very knowledgeable about the Jews' religion. But in order to capture the knowledge of God, what pleases God, he had to count all that he had as dung. And you and I are no different. I don't care what kind of Baptist you were or whatever you call yourself. If you're not satisfied, you've got to leave what you have behind and be open to hear what God is calling for. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, which let us know there's a lot of wisdom out there in these churches and elsewhere. And they're prudent about matters, but that is not necessarily the knowledge of God. Hid from the wise and prudent what?
And has revealed them unto babes.
So that's why the Lord said, except one come as a child. You've got to come as someone that don't know nothing. Put what you think you know aside if you're hungry. As the Lord said, a physician, they that are whole need not physician. If you think you have all you need, then you can, you know, just, I'm with you. Stay where you are. If you want to watch this podcast, whatever, what do you call it? It's on the net. You happy to see this podcast, to see what the pastor, what color the shirt pastor got on today? Or if you want to see if I'm talking about somebody, that's fine. But if it's about salvation, put what you got on hold and listen and follow me as I follow the Lord through the scriptures.
Beautiful.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Mm-hmm. It's hid from the wise and prudent, but revealed unto babes. I believe that. Because God's word has got to be revealed to you.
Yeah.
So, well, I've read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation 10 times.
Yeah.
You 10 times don't know anything unless you have the true knowledge. And unless you are living a holy and sanctified life. If you're not living a holy and sanctified life, one that you would call holy and sanctified, you're not even at the starting gate. Let's start there, holy and sanctified. And we go from there. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, what does it say?
But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
So this is one thing I learned about the Lord. The natural man, it haven't entered into the heart. So you say, I've been reading the scripture since I was 10. Doesn't matter. If you're not getting it from the true source, you know nothing but things about the Lord. You don't know him. To know him means you are sanctified and you're obeying his word. Mm-hmm. Read.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
So wait a minute. You've got to find someone with the Spirit to reveal and unravel the mystery.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And he's revealed them unto babes. And when you find that one, you've got to be childlike, willing to absorb and to receive, or you'll never get it. You got to forget about what you knew. I grew up under C.L. Franklin. They call him Reverend, but the Lord said, call no man Reverend. So I just called him C.L. Franklin, or minister, or pastor, whatever he was. That was Aretha's father. And his message, I remember from a young one, was about the bird's eagle's nest. What was that? The eagle stirreth his nest. When I came to knowledge, I found out what he was talking about was junk. It was just about an eagle and a nest. It was all natural. I don't think the eagle knew he was stirring his nest. It's foolishness. Got nothing to do with salvation. The Lord came and he simply said, repent. In other words, turn. He said, why would you tell me to turn? You don't know what I'm doing. He told everybody, just repent. Because he knew the whole world lieth in wickedness. God knew that. The Lord knew that. In other words, if you're not following holiness, repent. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Read the 10th verse again.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things.
What?
Yea, the deep things of God.
All things the Spirit searches. So you got to find someone with the Spirit to search. You say, well, I know they got the Spirit of God. They just make pies and do things for everybody. They just got love, 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 love. If you don't know God, then how can you compare? If you don't know his word, how can you compare? Because if you know his word, if ones that say they have salvation don't match the word, you got nothing. You got to be one with the word. In other words, does this one have any gods before God? Do they make unto the Lord any graven images? So that cuts out all those with these crosses. That means not that they're not sincere, but they don't know God, or they don't know about these graven images. If they're not striving to live perfect and holy, they don't know the Lord, because that's what he's calling for. If they're taking his name in vain, which means they don't believe in, they believe you can steal a little bit, commit a little adultery, kill, they're taking his name in vain, because you can't do any of those. If they say, well, you know, anybody can keep any Sabbath, you want, whatever Sabbath you want to keep, they don't know the Lord. Because the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord.
Yes.
We won't go any further with that. Read the 12th verse. What does it say?
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
Well, we're in the world, but we're telling you plainly, we're not of it. We've come from that.
Yes.
So over here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, you're not going to see any multicolored hair. You're not going to see that. You ain't gonna see any dreadlocks. We're not into that. That's not salvation, but that's the way of the world. We're not into that. We've come from that. So when we came in here, we dropped all the dreadlocks. We got rid of everything too tight. And we got rid of everything that's too long. And we don't wear burkas over here. It's just one thing after the other. We're in the world, but not of it. We have not received the spirit of the world. What?
But the Spirit which is of God.
What?
That we might know the things that are freely given.
So in order to really know the things that are freely given of God, you've got to receive the Spirit.
Yes.
What the Spirit is bringing you, I believe, is called judgment.
Yes.
Knowledge. Understanding.
Yes.
As he said to his people, my pastors will feed them with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Isn't that beautiful? That's what the Spirit does.
Yes.
And that's what I'm striving and attempting to do now. Every time we have broadcasts, we attempt, even in our regular service, we attempt to bring knowledge.
Yes. Yes.
Learning about the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Learning about the Lord.
Beautiful.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Yes.
13th verse.
Which things also we speak. not in the words which man's wisdom
teaches. So we're not going to speak in the same way as man's wisdom. I'm not going to give you a parable about baseball, basketball, and all these different, they come up with all these different scenarios, Elmer Gantry. And they give you all of these different scenarios and parables they make up, make hair rise upon your arm. And most of them is all about these miracles. Woman went in with four toes, came out with five, all that kind of stuff. They prayed. And one woman had cancer and coughed up liver and all kind of stuff. You know, we're not doing that over here. Said, now we're going to this one tent meeting. God is moving over there. They have a tent meeting and everybody getting healed. We're not going over there. And we're not doing it over here unless God want to heal. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, what?
Mm-hmm. But which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Now, beautiful, let's go to Romans 7.
That's right.
So, to learn about him, we want to go where spiritual things are, mm-hmm. comparing spiritual beautiful. With spiritual. Mm-hmm. Romans. Mm-hmm. 7 and 14 says what?
For we know that the law is spiritual.
Hold it right there now. So if you're going to compare spiritual things, you got to go to the law.
Yes.
That's spiritual, not having gods before me. Now, in the world today, gods many. Just about everything you look at is a god.
Right.
And the biggest one is the people when they look in the mirror.
Yes.
If you're not dedicated, if you haven't dedicated your life to God, you're looking at a God when you look in the mirror, because everything is for you, not for God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
But I am carnal, sold under sin.
So if you're carnal, that means you are not subject to God's law. Now you ask yourself, if you're watching this podcast, do you believe in the laws of God? Because if you don't, you don't believe in God's word. And if you're not subject to it, you're carnal, sold under sin. That's what the scripture says. How plain is that? Let's go to 8. 8 and 7 in Romans.
Yes,
8 and 7. You want to be spiritual minded, you compare spiritual things with spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have to go by. So if I'm going to compare something spiritual, I have to go to God's law. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
That's who God is.
Yes.
8 and 7.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
So it's an enmity, it's an enemy mm-hmm. against God. What?
For it is not subject to the law of
God. It cannot be subject to the law of God.
Neither indeed can be.
It can't be. Subject when your mind is carnal, but to be spiritual minded, what?
So then they.
Excuse me, sixth verse. But six. What?
For to be carnally minded is death.
No, read fifth verse. Excuse me. For they.
Yes, Pastor.
Fifth verse.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
What?
But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit.
So to be spiritual minded, because this law is spiritual, and there's things of the spirit.
Yeah.
Not having gods before God, not making graven images, not taking his name in vain, not forgetting the Sabbath day, but remembering it to keep it holy,
mm-hmm.
honoring the father and mother, not killing, committing adultery, stealing, bearing false witness, not coveting. These are the things of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. What?
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Read it again.
Seven.
The seventh, yes.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can.
So wait a minute, that's one thing to learn about God, to learn about the Lord. You have to be spiritual minded. And you cannot be an enemy by being not subject to the law. Isn't that beautiful? Now, what does 8 and 1 say?
Eight
Let's read
one?
That.
Yes,
because the Lord was not an enemy to the law, because he was the law.
That's right.
But while he had flesh, he yielded to his own word. Mm-hmm. 8:1, there.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh.
That's who they are, who walk not after the flesh, what?
But after the Spirit.
Okay, so if you're walking after the Spirit, you're walking after having no gods before God. Our walk is all about not making any graven images, not taking his name in vain, and remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's what our what we've learned that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
We who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, what?
But after the Spirit.
What?
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
Wait a minute. The Spirit of life is a law. This is the Spirit of life. The Ten Commandments is the Spirit of life. The Word is the Spirit of life. And it's the law.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
There's the 10 precepts. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, what?
Has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Isn't that beautiful? Made us free from the law of sin and death. Because that's the law. The law of sin is death. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. Let's go there again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I know we, you know, we may be off the radio. And we may reach just one or two. But why would I feel intimidated or sad when Noah was 120 years building an ark and no one came in there but his family and the cattle that God created, the beasts of the earth? Why should I be intimidated? Somebody said, well, I went to your website, ain't but two people hitting it, and they from your congregation. Thank God for the ear to want to hear. Isn't that beautiful? Somebody said, I'm one of them. I'm one of the ones that called in. Okay. Fine. I have no problem with that. We're the fewest of all people. 1 Corinthians 2 and 12, what does it say?
Now we have received not the spirit of the world,
what?
But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
So to really know the things that are freely given, you have to receive the one that God sent. Mm-hmm. To really know, and to receive it means you have to believe it. What? Mm-hmm.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches.
So it's not about bringing a bunch of teaching the world teach, because they know how to teach you things. This is not about that. But what?
But which the Holy Ghost teaches.
But the Holy Ghost teaches.
Mm-hmm. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
With spiritual. 1 John 5:7. Let's go there.
Yes, yes.
Isn't that beautiful? This is basic teaching. I can't go too much further than that because I don't know if I'm going to be received. I might not be received now, but I'm not paranoid because I don't know.
Right, Pastor.
But I'm enjoying what I'm bringing, really? And I know it's right. I don't want anybody that's watching this podcast or this, let's say, I thought he was going to loosen his tie and do a little hacking. I don't need to do no hacking. My throat is clear. My tie is nice and tight and snug. It's not loose. I ain't got to loosen it. And yeah, that's it. Okay. 1 John 5:7.
Yes. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
Do you see the thing about a Trinity there? Mm-mm. But on the side of my concord, it says the Trinity. Mm-hmm. When it's telling you plainly they're one. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call you and the Lord? A duo?
So,
me and the Lord, we duos. You're supposed to be one. Right? Mm-hmm. Get the same mind, you use one.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. What?
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
Now that's where you and I come in. We're in earth. Three that bear witness, what?
The Spirit and the water
so you
and the blood.
Have the spirit of the, you all have the Spirit of the Lord? So yeah, sure do. I'm one with this. I agree with this. But why is it so many say, well, I've been washed in the blood, but that law was done away with? You don't agree with the Father? You don't agree with the Word? How plain is that? We should be in agreement with this. One. I'm right with that. That's what the Lord said. He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. He was one with the Father. That's why the Lord said he do always those things that please. He said, I do all those things that please the Father. Mm-hmm. We should all feel the same way. Yes. But right now, if you're listening to me, what problem do you have with the Ten Commandments? It says there's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Father. That's the Word. Now, 1 John says, brethren, mm-hmm. I write the new commandment, but an old commandment which ye had,
From the beginning.
The old mm-hmm. commandment
is the word.
Is the word which you have heard from the beginning.
Yes, yes.
I'm one with that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
Three that bear witness in earth, the spirit mm-hmm. and the water.
And
well,
the blood.
We've been cleaned by the washing of the water. So well, where do you hear water? By the word.
Yes.
That's the water we've been washed with.
Yes.
Been washed having God's out of our life, washed the graven images, washed, taking his name in vain. We've been washed, and we're yet being washed. The water and the blood. So I've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. This is the blood. That's how you spell it over here, W-O-R-D. That's how you spell blood. Because
mm-hmm.
we've been washed from God, and on. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And these three agree in one.
These three agree
mm-hmm.
in one. So if anybody says, I got the Holy Ghost, should I have no problem with this? But I have no problem with that, but that was done away with. No, was it?
Right, Pastor.
If you do away with the word, it's still in heaven.
That's right.
And I agree with it.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank you.